I have inquisitive people that I can lure into the hobby. KG 887.
Roger, roger.
KGACUW. Good morning, gentlemen.
But, I had a messenger bag and I repurposed it for, the old hand fest handouts. So, when I was at orientation in September, they gave me a bunch of stuff, so I'll use that. Not even sure what's in there. I do have some pens. Those are nice giveaways. I was hoping to find a drugstore here somewhere along the way that was open. Haven't seen one. I want to pick up a big bag of Jolly Ranchers or some kind of candy to throw on the table. 888
Arcade. Sugar, that's a good lure. Yeah, most of the cars, at least all of mine, have a pocket in the back of the driver's seat or the passenger seat. And so I stick some of those pamphlets in the pocket.
Good, that's a good move. I can do that now. Maybe in another year my grandkids will get into it. But, I don't expect to see much anything here on Big Beaver or Horton or whatever I'm on. But I might. Whatever's open at 7:13 on a Sunday morning. I've got I'll fill up my coffee cup at the swap. It's probably not going to be. Oh, here's a Nordstrom. They won't have coffee.
Attempting to add, Mike.
All right, KG887 Mobile.
Yeah, at this hour, about all you're going to find open is gas stations. And most of them nowadays will have your Jolly Ranchers and coffee.
Okay. And out here in Troy or whatever this is, it is slick. Be careful. And Larry Camp, our section manager, bailed. He said he got on 94 and said, nope, not for me today. But out here, I don't know if they even have gas stations. There's Bank of America. I don't have enough room to turn in there. I'm going to loop around and get some cash. Okay.
Well, there'll be some somewhere around there. I'm up at Great Lakes Crossing right now, heading south. I'm going to hit the first watch on Maple. That's a mile south of the swap for breakfast, and then I'll be up there. You'll know me. I'm yellow.
Okay. Well, if you want to say hi, I'll be at the ARRL table, wherever that is. It is slick here. And Larry Camp coming out of Coldwater couldn't make it. So, news at 11. Now I gotta figure out how to get into that darn bank. 888 Arcade, Jerry.
Digits. earlier in the week.
That looks like we doubled. When we get to the swap, I'll have to drop by the ARRL table and tell you the perfect reason to not pay ARRL dues anymore. You'll like it. WAYXM.
Okay. You can tell me. I will listen. I'm all ears. I'm going to talk to the monkey here and see if he has any green stamps for me. AA8RK.
I'll tell you now, save you the suspense. When I did the paper upgrade from Tech Plus to General, one of the proofs of license was the ARRL minutes where they approved my life membership.
Oh, okay. Well, when you get to the swap, you can explain that more. AA8RK. TGA8RK. Well, the ATM said, here you go, buckaroo. So I am funded better than I was before. In case there is something that I didn't know I needed at the swap. I'll be back on to Quarton here. Or Big Beaver. Oh, it's Big Beaver. What a name for a street. What have I got to say? I'm on my way. AA8RK.
Well, I'm on my way to breakfast, but Big Beaver has a lot of needs. It's also Metropolitan Beach Parkway and 16 Mile Road.
This morning, the 10-meter band is open. Yeah, because it's close to BJ Warehouse, and there's a couple items I could pick up this morning at 8 o'clock when they open. I'll have to double-check their start time.
Okay, well, here's a gas station. It's my flavor, too, but I don't need gas. I'm going to go in and see if they got Jolly Ranchers and decaf coffee. AA Entertainment. And the ABS kicked in.
It's too early for decaf, WANYXM.
Not for me. If it's giving me caffeine, it's like feeding the Grover. AA8RK, I'll be back. AA8RK, mobile 8.
Just out of curiosity, what repeater are we using, WANYXM?
I just have it marked in as Detroit in my radio. It's Detroit 440.
Okay. Yeah, I got it marked as Detroit here. I didn't even know what band it's on. The SAD-88 is and all that community queue. Anyhow, but it's working. What can I say? Did pretty good because I was out around, I was north of Great Lakes Crossing when I first picked you guys up. So it's a pretty good repeater.
It's 28LTS down in downtown Detroit, WIX.
You know what building it's on?
What was that?
Do you know where or what building it's on in downtown Detroit?
Yeah, it's on a federal building.
Okay. Back when I was a working stiff, I used to wave to the people on top of the Edison building when they were doing antenna work.
Yeah, I remember.
remember that. Yeah, this one's on top of the federal building downtown. The fellow that put it up at the time was working for the Fed, but now he's not. he's in the public sector now. He's in the private sector now.
I work for the state. I'm in the retired sector now. And you know what? That's a good thing.
I know, I'm there too.
Yeah, I can remember when retire is what you did when you had a plan. But now I'm retired and loving it. Plus I have money to spend at slots, which is something I was a little short on when I was working.
Oh, that's right. Today's the Lance Cruz swap, right?
Why do you think I'm in range of the Detroit Repeater?
Well, it's snowing over here. Okay. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Had nothing to spend and no wants anyway.
Yeah. The roads are not perfect, but I'm used to, well, a lot worse than this. The only problem is the drivers. Some of them are a little bit, well, difficult. Like this idiot in front of me doing about 35 in a 70.
88, okay.
Well, he's now behind me. Go ahead, 88, okay.
Well, it's pretty slick here out on the surface roads, and it is. You don't want to try anything fast, that's for sure. People are doing 35 here, and it's about as fast as is safe. Well, it seems that people are going faster, and they're going to have some kind of fun stopping. ABS or not. 888 RK.
Well, I had one time when I had to slow down that I think the ABS might have kicked in, but let's just say it wasn't even exciting. I was so far behind the guy in front of me that, I believe in following at a distance.
Well, for those who care, I'm not publishing the sunspot solar flux report right now. Sunspot number went down to 134. Actually, it went up to 134, but the solar flux index, the important number that tells you what your propagation is going to be, is at 200.
Ouch, that's high. Three-quarter mile to my exit.
Yeah, we had a flare yesterday, of an X-class flare, which was a magnitude of 8. It erupted and hurled a CME directly at the Earth, so it's going to be nice for a while. The CME is not supposed to get here till the 9th, but that's okay. Yeah, when it does, it'll spark G2 and G3 class geomagnetic storms. Catch you guys later. Drive safe out there. You too, Ralph. WIADX.
Yep, 73. Okay, I'm almost designated here.
Well, I'm getting close. I'm pulling off the freeway. WAYXM. I'm going to breakfast first.
Bon appetit. Okay. K-E-8-B-S-I, K-8-B-S-I, K-Z-8
for you. Good morning, K-E-8-B-S-I.
Good morning. I'm just pulling in. Well, I'm about 50 feet from pulling in. Man, roads are slick.
All right, very good. I am 8 minutes out, just kind of putzing along.
Cool. Parking lot's filling up. Looks like a good turnout, as usual, for this. Normally, they don't open until the doors open. There's a revelation. Nope, nobody's in their car, so it looks like they might be letting people in. So I'll see you when you get here. I'll watch for you. Easy.
All right, very good. We'll see you shortly. K8BSI. Anthony, go ahead.
I am on my way there also. I'll see you gentlemen in a little bit. I just got to grab a coffee and probably 25 minutes out. So I'll be there just after they open up.
Back to you here. Shortly as well.
BG3TCS, is there a swap today?
Yep, there's one in Troy. I think it's Big Beaver and Rochester Road, in between Rochester Road and John R. on the north side of the road.
What club's putting it on?
I believe it's the Lance Cruz Club.
I thought that was next week.
Nope, today.
Okay, well, enjoy, guys. 73DG3TCR.
All right, you have a good day also. K8RUH.
Okay, okay, EAP. Down to Troy. Roads are really terrible.
K8RUH, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Got a late start out this morning, but kind of heading down there now. Coming down Bertrand Road to 75.
Yeah, the road's pretty bad up that way.
Yeah, it looks like they were plowed about maybe like an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, but they're getting covered back up already.
Yeah, I just heard some guys talking over on DMR saying up near Pinconning there's only one lane open on 75, and that's getting snowed on right now.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that it clears up when I get up to the highway itself.
Yeah, I'm on 696, and there's just a little bit of snow dusting. Road's mostly wet. It's 27 degrees here, so not that bad, but it could change quickly, I guess. I didn't even know it was supposed to snow this morning. I didn't think we were getting any snow again for a week or two, but who knows? Here we go. It'll keep coming. It's supposed to be a pretty bad winter.
Yeah, and I think on Wednesday it's supposed to be about 34 and like a 50% chance of rain and snow mix.
Oh, well, that won't make for an exciting day, huh?
Oh, it's only one of the only couple days I got to work next week, too.
Yeah, nothing like the morning commute in in terrible weather. People lose their mind and quickly.
One thing I forgot to do is check to see if I actually have the Detroit repeaters programmed in heading down there. I'm going to have to look at my UV5R because I don't have the call signs memorized, and my radio only gives the call sign.
Yeah, where are you headed?
Go down to that Hamfest Beaver Road in Troy.
All right, yeah, that's where I'm on my way to also. It's, as I travel further west, I'm at 696 in Hoover. The roads are getting a little bit worse, but they're still not bad.
I'm just about to come into Birch Run now, and it's actually getting a little bit cleared up, but this is a county road anyways. It's one of the first roads they clear, so it's usually not too bad.
Yeah, I would imagine. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a repeater in Warren called the FBI that will cover that area, and you'll probably be able to get it once you get south of M59. So that'll get most of your coverage, which is linked, and that's what I'm talking on right now.
Yeah, I just got to find out which one I have saved to in memory.
Yep, I know how that goes. When you're not using them all the time, you forget, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was over the summer, I took a trip down to see some family in Pennsylvania, so I loaded it up with a bunch of repeaters on a turnpike and off through Ohio, Cleveland, Pittsburgh area, and now I just have too many.
Yeah, more is not always better.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off just a minute. I got to get gas. I forgot. I am, like, getting down there. And I don't want to run out on the way. KFATAP.
No problem. I'll catch up with you soon. KERUH. KE8RUH. KE8RUH.
Anthony, I hear you out there. Did you come home with a boatload of stuff, or did you come home empty-handed? W8RCY.
The ship is not sinking, but I did manage to find the radio that I was looking for. Well, a radio that does what I was looking for, I should say. So, I was successful.
I forgot the ID. W8RCY. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I heard the throng of people heading out there as early as 4:30 in the morning to set up, crying and complaining because some of the people that were setting up the thing they ordered donuts or something from some Dunkin' Donut, and they never showed up to, you know, make the donuts or do anything. So there was a bunch of crying there. And then I heard all you guys heading out there, you, Greg, and others. And, yeah, you're the first one I've heard come back. So I figured, well, there wasn't either something there or you'd come back with a boatload. But like you said, the axles and the frame are holding up. So, but you were able to find one thing, and that's a good thing. So I guess it was a success. What'd you get?
I don't know if I was doubling with somebody. Was somebody breaking in? Go ahead if you were.
I'm just the suspense. What'd you get?
I got a 706 Mark IIG.
Nice. Can't beat that with a stick.
No, not at all. Unfortunately, he did not have the power cord or mic with him, so I got even a better deal, but was able to pick up a mic while I was there and ordered a power cord on Amazon. Should be here tomorrow, so I'm rip-roaring ready to go tomorrow, and he's willing to, he has all the associated cords and cables and owner's manual and everything that I told him if if he's willing to bring it to me, I'll give him some money for it. So hopefully I can get all the stuff that actually goes with the radio along with it. But I scored quite a deal, in my opinion at least.
That sounds awesome. Good, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'll have to get the details for you off air. But, yeah, very good. I think that was on your list, so, and you can hardly beat it, so, very good. And it's not a Japanese one, right? I had two of those just recently. They're fine for what you want to do, but they should go for significantly less than American-made one.
I specifically asked him that, and he told me it was a American-banded radio. So I believe it is the American-banded, and yeah, it was on my short list. It was one of the three that I was looking for, and it was significant. I got it for significantly cheaper than I would have likely paid for either the Yaesu that you sold Dakota. What is that? An 847 or 57, whatever it is, or a ICOM 7000. I did pretty good on this, I think, in my opinion at least. I got it for less than what they were going for on eBay, so did pretty good, I think.
Was there a good turnout when they opened up the doors? Because I know you got there just as they opened the doors, and here we are, what, about an hour and a half later? I guess still kind of busy, or how was the crowd?
I would definitely say it was pretty busy. I mean, the parking lot was at least three-quarters of the way full. There was a fair amount of people there. I got there probably 15, 20 minutes after the doors opened. But, yeah, there was a fair amount of people there. Excuse me, a good turnout, I would say. And there were more people coming in as I was leaving.
Okay, that's good then. I will let you get home. I don't know how the roads are, but I heard some stories about the roads. So I will bow out and let you and Sean continue on. I'll probably maybe say good morning to you guys in the morning. Catch up with you later. W8RCY.
All righty. Well, sounds like a good for you. Got what you wanted. I didn't want anything, and I didn't want to drag anything there to sell. So, I was thinking about going, and I regret not going now. But I don't regret sleeping in a little. I got up at like 7:30, so I usually like to be at the swap by then. So I guess I could have went. Anywho, well, good deal. I know Phil had a table, and I think Don either had a table, or I think Don had a table, too, so I know those two were going. And probably had some stuff out. I'm just too lazy.
I get it. I don't know if I wasn't looking for anything that I would have made the trek across town, so... but it was surprisingly worthwhile. I saw Greg and Dave there, and they were there probably about the same amount of time that I was, and then they got out of there, and I don't know, they may have been going to breakfast, but at a certain point, you didn't miss anything, and if you didn't have anything to sell, there wasn't, all you were going to do is buy stuff you probably did not need.
I don't know who that was, but you were noisy.
Yep, still not getting in.
Oh, well, they'll have to go to the swap and get themselves a better antenna or radio. So, all right, well, look forward to how you like it, get it on the air. You said you bought a mic. The cords are pretty common. They they're the same. I don't know. What's your other radio? Not sure if the other radio has the same cord. They transition to a new style somewhere along the line. Those have the classic Molex 6-pin or whatever. So you probably got one laying around. But even if not, they're easy enough to get. And if the guy comes up with all the stuff for it, then it's weird that a guy would bring that to sell and not have all the stuff. That's odd. But, well.
Yeah, he said he forgot that box. And like, okay, whatever. I may have one at home, but while I was standing there, I looked on Amazon and bought one for $12. I walked around three times, and nobody had that connector. So I hopped on Amazon before I walked out and ordered it. It'll be here tomorrow, and with any luck, I can, after work, get the radio powered up, start figuring out how to use it, and maybe Monday or Tuesday, try to get on that sideband net. That'd be pretty awesome.
Let's see if I can get in this way. KPR through the phone. Can't seem to get out from inside this building. Must be a lot of metal.
Well, the phone's got you out. So how is it?
It's busy. There's a lot of stuff here. A lot of people walking around. I sold a couple of things. I think it's pretty good. Don's here, and I've got a table here. Sean, I'm surprised you got out of bed this morning.
Oh, I always get out of bed. The big surprise would be is if I put clothes on and leave the house.
Right, yeah. I was just thinking about last night. I was watching it. There's still a lot of people here, so if you like it, come on by.
I probably should, but I probably won't. Oh, well. Anthony?
It does sound awfully busy there. Yeah, there was a good amount of people. Like I said, they were filing into the parking lot as I was leaving. So worked out pretty well. I'm sure those guys are all pretty happy. There's a lot of people browsing, so hopefully there's a lot of people buying.
Yeah, well, nothing is lighting me up saying I have to buy it. Nothing that says it's trying to get money out of my pocket. I just heard mostly to sell. I sold a couple of bigger items that were heavy and have been hauling around for a while, so that's good. Just hoping I can sell a couple more things. I'll be happy. So, all right, I'll get back to it and let you guys carry on. KPR, go ahead, Sean.
Well, you can always sell them if you make them cheap enough, but don't do that. All right, have fun. We'll catch you later.
All right, Sean, I'll let you get back to your morning. I'm about 10 minutes from home, so I'm glad I was able to get in and out of there. And I got what I wanted, so it was a very successful morning. But I do wish I would have, got a table. I think if there's another one, I think Livonia does theirs maybe in February, or I could be totally wrong. I might get a table at that one and collect up a bunch of stuff and try to sell it.
It's always fun just to camp out at a table and bring some stuff to sell. That's always a good way to experience a swap, so I highly recommend it. But you do got to haul all your stuff in and out and all that good stuff. But, yeah, it's not that big a deal. Pick your stuff wisely. All right, we'll catch you later. Have fun. Enjoy that new rig. And look forward to finding out how it did for you. W8FU.
K8RUH. Have a good day.
KE8VR.
SI, mobile. Well, how'd you do? Oh, I went to the swap, saw some friendly faces, lots of toys and things, old and new. Good turnout, good selection of stuff and tables, and then went and got breakfast, and I'm really full. Did not purchase anything. Well, that was going to be my question. What'd you get? So I guess the answer to that is nothing. And, you got breakfast. There you go. Sounds like a winner. Who is there? Well, I met KZ Dave there. Yeah, Anthony showed up. He found a radio that he was looking for. Several of the USICA folks. HTV. I don't know. Just the usual. Phil was there. Don, KBB. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I meant more. Did you go with anybody? Not necessarily give me a recital of who was there. Yeah, I already talked to Anthony. Guess he got the 706 Mark IIG. That's cool. That's perfectly what he was looking for. And then I talked to Phil. He was on a little bit. He stole a few things. He told me Don was there. So, very good. I somewhat regret not going.
Yeah, it was exactly what I was picturing. I don't know if it's fortunately or unfortunately. I guess either depends how you look at it. But I really don't need anything. So there's that. And then it always intrigues me how I'll see these things from the past that I always wanted that I just don't need anymore. It's like, well, I could easily get this, but then it's just going to sit somewhere and collect dust. So it's like, it's weird. Or I have a future version of whatever that is I always wanted that's much better. But for some reason, I still want what I couldn't get when I couldn't get it.
Yep. I didn't want to buy anything, and I was too lazy to sell, so I didn't go. That's been my MO for the last few years. I really should go get tables and sell. That's really what I should be doing, but that's work.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little project if you're going to do that. And then with an unknown outcome, you could do well, you could do medium, and you could do nothing. Any one of those is possible.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it was a good time, so there you go. And where'd you guys go to eat? You were down in my neighborhood.
Yeah, the swap's right there on Metro Parkway. You know where that's at. There's a bunch of restaurants across the way there. It's kind of like, I don't know where REI is, 16 Mile in Rochester. There was a First Watch there, and that's always a good breakfast there. So I got the turkey biscuits and gravy with poached eggs, and they're wonderful potatoes that are cut up. And Dave got some hash thing. I don't remember what it was, but both were outstanding, and I'm very full.
I don't think I've ever been to that one. Have to check it out sometime. All right, well, we'll let you go. I'm going to make breakfast. I bought some of my special corned beef hash the other day and thawed out in the refrigerator. It was planned for Sunday breakfast. I've just been sitting here doing other stuff, but I'm going to probably go get to that before it becomes lunch.
All right, very good. Go execute the breakfast plan, and we'll talk to you soon. KE8 and VSI.
All right, Greg, travel safe. Catch you later. W8FU.
KE8, RUH, anybody still at swap that's listening?
Say you want to know about the swap? I didn't catch that part. This is KF8 CFR.
No, I was wondering if anybody was at the swap listening. I just got a text. Apparently they called my name for one of the raffles and only have a certain amount of time to respond. But I'm not there any longer. Actually, I got a friend that I'm texting right now who's going to find out if there's a way to respond remotely.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you'd get in touch with him. I just left there about 15 minutes ago, or else I would have ran back in.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I left about 45 minutes ago, and luckily there was a friend there that heard them call my name. So hopefully we can figure it out. And I don't remember seeing on any of the drawings that you had to be present, but who knows? We'll see. Thanks for responding. K8RUH.
Yeah, no problem. I didn't think you had to be present. I think they would get in touch with you and set up a time and place you can pick it up. This is KFHCFR.
They went as far as to say if you won that radio and weren't there, they would bring it to you. So you do not have to be present to win.
Very cool. Yeah, I know they were doing maybe some door prizes that came with your ticket when you got there. And then I also bought a ticket for the 710. So we'll see. Hopefully I'm still able to collect my prize. I don't even know what it was, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, what I stated was for the 710. At that raffle. The door prize one, I'm not sure. Maybe you do have to be there for that one. I'll find that. No. But good luck. Let us know. KE8VSI.
Sound good. K8RUH.
Did you find a microphone and or power cable?
O-W-A-R-P-M.
W-O-F-U, Dave Pierre.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, you know anything about these, there's an older P25 radio here, a Motorola, hold on, it's a DA, hold on, D4KM model, do you know anything about those?
I don't even recognize what your, Motorola, and then something KM? I totally drawn a blank.
Yeah, it's a mobile unit. I think it's the UHF, P25. Yeah, it's it. Yeah, DA4KM plus 068W.
Can you text me a picture of it?
Yeah, it's apparently a Spectra.
Yeah, if it's a Spectra, they're pre-XDS XDL. They're a little persnickety to they can be a little persnickety to program. I don't know what kind of a deal it is or anything like that, but. Or what you would be wanting it for, but I'd be somewhat reserved in buying one.
Okay, what do you want to hold $25 for it? Yeah, I'll send you a picture of it. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, like I say, they were the Spectra was. Was the radio that was out before the XDL, and you know, we had some in service until not terribly long ago, even though they were way beyond service. They were a rugged radio. They work well. They could be tricky to program. They change the way you program them a few times over the course of their run. And they look almost indistinguishable from XPL, the earlier XPLs, as many Motorolas do. But, you know, is it UHF or VHF?
I think it's UHF based on what I pulled up on Google. Yeah, let me send you the, I got a picture of the front and the label and the plate. I'll send that to you and let me know what you think.
Okie doke. W8FU.
All right, KPR, I'll send it in just a moment.
He's still there, Phil. K8PR from W8FU.
I'm here.
Yeah, pretty sure it's a like a 40-watt UHF. Pretty sure.
Okay, P25?
Yep.
Okay, you need a special rib for it?
It depends. You need a rib box for the early ones. And the later ones were ribless, and there were variations in between. Some used you know, particular cable. The Spectras were all over the page, and usually programmed from that rear connector. And there were variations, and I couldn't tell you which were which. We used to just take all the cables, and when you couldn't read it with one, you'd try the next one. There's like three different combinations.
Yeah, do you still have those cables?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I think I can get it for even less than they're asking, so just for fun, I might just want to grab it and have something to play around with.
There you go. That'll work.
All right, let me go talk to him. All right, catch you later. Thanks for checking. Dave, Pierre. WFU, KPR.
Yo.
Yeah, I was just talking with Don and Jack is here and stuff. We're thinking about maybe going out and get some lunch after this. You want to join us if we do it? Yet, but probably leaving here in about half an hour, waiting for the final drawing. Yeah, we'll give you a call when we figure that out. All right, KPR. All
right, I'm not 100% in, but let me know. Like I said, it's a good chance. W8FU. W8FU.
W8BPG.
Who?
Whiskey A, Bravo Papa Delta.
NBC.
What's up, Brian?
Just walked out of the swap meet with Phil, trying to figure out what's going to be for lunch.
Lunch?
Yeah, I do eat breakfast and lunch from time to time. Just not so much right now because they're offering overtime.
Well, if you come east from the swap, there's not much. But if you go just a little bit west, there's a bunch of stuff.
KPR. How about there's like Mission Barbecue? What else is over here?
I don't care. You guys pick where you want to go. I am at 16 Mile and DeQuinter.
Do one of those faux places, too. I don't know. Don, you here?
Don doesn't do fa. So, and there's not one that I can think of up that away.
Well, you guys like barbecue? Do that mission, please?
Again, I'm game for whatever. You guys figure it out and tell me where. I am just making the roundabout here, and we'll be heading west on 16 Mile Road.
Are you done?
Double.
This is Don KBD. Are you there?
Hudson Cafe is not a bad place. Big Beaver, just west of I-75 on the north side, across from the skyscraper there.
What's that place?
W8RCY with a suggestion, the Hudson Cafe. Again, it's on westbound Big Beaver, just west of I-75, 700 West Big Beaver, on the north side of westbound.
Okay, Don's on the phone here. Are you guys still at the hall? Yeah, we're just in the parking lot here.
All right, I'll be turning in a moment or two.
Okay, who else we got that wants to join us? We got Don, myself, Sean. Who else? Brian. W8EPD. All right, sorry, Brian. I forgot about it. Jack, I don't know what happened to him. He said he was interested, but I don't see him. Okay, Don and I are over on the west side of the parking lot. And Don just said he'll catch up with us wherever we go. I think try that Mission Barbecue. How's that sound to everybody?
Second chance right here. Where are we thinking?
Mission Barbecue, just the other side of Rochester.
He wants to know if they got something else. He says a little early for barbecue.
Are you in the parking lot, Sean?
Yeah, we're on the east end. Hold on. Hey, coming over now.
Okay, I was just heading that way. All right, I'm like in the front, right off of Big Deer here in the front.
Okay, I see everybody.
Okay, so barbecue's not a good idea. What's another suggestion?
Go west, one of the first place. Hey, Jack, are you listening?
Listening.
This is your neighborhood. Can you think of some place?
Well, we remember Alex Rochester.
A restaurant called Alex?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
All right, Alex it is. Brian, you got that?
So Rochester and what exactly?
I think Branch 59.
Oh, okay, I know where that is. You guys up for doing that?
I mean, I'd rather not go that far, but I got no problem with it, really. What's that, another 16? It's only about another 3-4 miles, right?
Yeah, I believe it's on the west side of the road, just north of 59.
All right, well, let's just do it instead of sitting here thinking about it.
All right, that works out okay for me. It's kind of on my way home. A little jog, but not bad.
Well, it's quite a jog for Brian and I, but who's counting?
It's a good all-around restaurant, you know, diner, breakfast, lunch, the whole thing.
Brian, you following? All right, we got still.
Yeah, I don't know where Brian went. He was here, wasn't he? I had some interference and it wouldn't let me key up the radio. Yeah, I'm just turning on to Rochester now. Interference wouldn't let you key up the radio? Yeah, it's got that setting that if there's traffic, it won't let me key up. I gotta turn that off on the FM band. Oh, okay. That should be DMR only.
There's all sorts of places down here. What was Noni's?
Never heard of it. Nomi's?
Yeah, we just passed a place called Noni's Grill. But, and here's Lukic Restaurant. And there's all sorts of places down here. Ah, well. What beats a Sunday drive with construction?
Where you guys at?
I'm just across Long Lake on Rochester.
Cracking out my GPS to find out where in God's name I'm going.
Yeah, I'm at the red light at Waddles in Rochester. Well, it's basically, let's see, M59, is it, that's like 20 miles, isn't it? Or is that 19? I always get mixed up.
No clue. Definitely would have passed if I would have known I was driving this far.
Okay, no, Square Lake is 19, so M59 is like 20. And it's just past that on the left side. If I remember correctly. Oh, I swear, almost every time I come up to a red light, somebody blows it. It's like become standard nowadays.
Is there lunch? And which direction should I go? K8BB.
Okay, we're going to Alex's on Rochester, just north of 59, west side.
Oh, great. I'm just doing past Rochester Road. Okay, I will figure that out.
So let's see, how many of those are there? So 1, 2, 3, 5.
Well, let's see. There's Don, Brian,
Jack, you, and I. So five as far as I've got a count.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm just going up to 59.
Well, I will be probably a good 5 minutes behind you guys.
Oh, we'll already have paid the bill and gone by the time you get here.
You did seem like you were preoccupied.
It was a bad phone call. I tried to log into the credit card website to see if a purchase I made online went through, and I typed in the wrong password, and it locked me out because I typed it in wrong 3 times in a row because I was using the wrong password, and now what do I do?
Okay, there's a traffic light in, across there's a shopping center on the east. Alex's is on the west side. Just turn left at the traffic light just before the Wendy's.
I know where that place is. It's pretty big.
Alright, I'm going in.
Well, I'll see you guys in a bit. KBD.
Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo. I didn't quite catch that. Try again. 888 RK Mobile. Troy.
Jack, where are you?
I'm in the Rochester and Square Lake.
Okay, we got a table in the corner. Keep me up.
7-3, Phil. Good to see you. 888 RK.
Very, very quiet.
Is it not supposed to be?
Hunting rabbits.
What's going on?
Cincinnati played Buffalo in the snowstorm, KE4ZYQ.
Oh, my scan got me.
Well, you're there now.
I just did PM on one of the printers. Lubed it, cleaned it. But I gotta redo the poop catcher. It's catching about 1 in 5 pieces of poop.
Hey, not to get specific or anything, but organization. Are you back involved now? Are you going to be weighing in on stuff?
I'm going to fix the website. Stick my nose in that.
Roger.
I'm going to do something. Not going to run for office for another 2 years or 3 years, so I've got 3 years to do something else for a little while.
Is that how they do things? You run for the office?
Oh, no, I'm going to run for township government.
Oh.
I know, right? So I got 3 years.
I should run for city council. I just don't care enough.
Oh, I do. I was asked. And I said, because I thought about it, and I'm like, yep. So I'll throw my little hat into it here. But it's kind of a, you know, there's two meetings every Tuesday every month, so it's a commitment.
I hate commitments.
Yeah, well, some of us have to do it. So I was printing a Christmas present yesterday, and the poop wasn't, when it changes filaments, it wasn't sending it out the back like it should have. It was throwing it on the bed, and then the head would crash into it and knock a, yeah, so. And I was like, alright, so I babysat it to finish the print last night, and then when I got up here about 11:30, 12, I came down here and tore everything apart, put fresh blades, cleaned the heads, lubed it. So now I'm watching it. It's just starting to get to the spot where it's going to start changing filaments. So making sure that it's not throwing poop on the bed.
Seems like people have a lot of trouble with those things.
It's not point and click. It takes work and effort, not, you know.
Alrighty then, I'll leave you to your poop. I'm going to go in the Walgreens here and pick up Mama's script. I think that's all I have to do. I was going to go to Nino's and I decided against it. Do you have any Nino's up there? I don't think so. I think that's a down here thing. Fancy fruit. Well, you probably know what Nino's is. All right, anyhow, that Walgreens got to go get a script. I'll be at a few.
Oh, I know. It was my dad's account, so I heard stories. All right, tweet us.
Mama and salted peanuts for me.
K8RUH.
NAIAJ. Just sitting here.